The Gemara in Daf Dalet says that smuchim were dashing only in Mishnah Torah and Sefer Devarim. And the Gosmel Rav Ransburg quotes from the Ravon that it's, and this is learned, the Dafka be Mishnah Torah, Dorish, Velo Bechol HaTorah, V'tayma Mishnah Dechol HaTorah, Mipi HaGvura Nemra, V'ein Muktum Umucha, Ava Moshe, Shesida Mishnah Torah, Parsha Acha Parsha, Lo Sida Elel Hidorish. So, of course, the whole Torah was given Mipi HaGvura, not only, and as Mishnah Torah as well. But you see that there's a special status in terms of Mishnah Torah, that in terms of Moshe's role, and this, as I've quoted also, you see in the Ramban mentions it in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, that Mishnah Torah, what Moshe said, namely, I'll just read you the Lashon of the Ramban. This is the Ramban, the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Pasuk Aleph, at the end of the first Ramban. The Ramban says, V'tam ho'al Moshe, Shirotzu levar lehem es ha-Torah, V'hisken lehodia, ki mi'atzmo ro'a lasos kein, V'lo tzivo Hashem b'zeh. V'loshen ho'al na v'lin, V'lu ha'alno v'neshev, V'chein rabin. So, you see that Moshe played a special role in terms of Sefer Devarim. And this you see also in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us the difference between the Tochacha in Mishnah Torah and in Vayikra. The Gemara says that Moshe, that the Tochacha in Kisava, Moshe mipi atzmo amar. The Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph says that the reason that the Klolos in B'chukosai are written by Lashon Rabim, as opposed to the ones in Sefer Devarim in Kisava, which is written by Lashon Yochid, because Moshe mipi atzmo amar. So you see that Mishnah Torah is different. The Goyniks, of course, the whole Torah is mipi Hashem, but that the Tubin Magna quotes from the Goyin that the first four Svarim was Shechina Baderes Mitoch Grono, as opposed to the Sefer Mishnah Torah, Sefer Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu says it, of course, it's Nevuah from Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu saying it. And therefore, that's why we say by Smuchim, we only dash in Smuchim in Sefer Mishnah Torah. And the Rav explained further in terms of the status of Mishnah Torah that the mitzvah of Hakel, which is chal on the melech to read the Torah, and Chazal, the Gemara Sotin Daf Mem Aleph, say that the mitzvah is that the melech should begin from the beginning of Sefer Devarim. You see that Sefer Torah, Sefer Dvarim, Mishnah Torah, represents a separate Chefetz of Torah. And even though, of course, all the Chamisha Chumshei Torah are Mipi Hashem, an equivalent Kedusha, but there's a special status in terms of Sefer Dvarim. And as relates to writing the Sefer Torah of the Melech, which the Torah says, V'kosolos Mishnah Torah Zos, that V'kosolos Sefer Torah Zos, I'll say from Mifnei HaKohanim HaLevim, and the Targum says, Targum Unkelos, V'yichtov lo Pasegin Oraisahu Al Safa, and the word Pasegin means Biur. So Mishnah Torah is also has a dimension of Torah Sheh B'al Peh as well. It's to interpret the Torah, and that's why, and so that's why it's chal on it. that when the Melech writes it, as Mishnah Torah Zos, it's up to Bezdin. And because the Chiyuv and the Melech, as opposed to the general mitzvah writing the Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is to write the Biyu HaTorah, namely Sefer Torah. But since we can't write the Torah Parshius, so therefore he writes the entire Sefer Torah. And that's why it's chal that it should be up with Bezdin, because it's the dimension of Torah should be al peh. And as the Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, Perigimel Halacha Aleph, he says, "Be'ez sheyeshiv amelech akisei malchuso kosev lo sefer Torah la'atzmo, umagil misef azora al pi bezdin shivim ve'echad." So what's the halacha that is magil al pi bezdin shivim ve'echad? Because it's not only the Torah Shabbos of writing it, it's the interpretation of it. And that's in the hands of Bezdin HaGadol, Shehein Heina Amudei Havo V'Ikatov Shibel Peh, and interpreting the Torah. That's why we only darshan smuchim in Sefer Devarim, because it represents the biur. It represents, as the Rav said, it's a transition between the Torah Shabbosav and the Torah Shabbos Peh. I once mentioned to the Rav that may be also the reason that there's a minig Yisrael that we read the entire Sefer Dvorim the night of Hoshana Rabbah, and because it represents the because usually Torah Shabbos Sav is a pikabola is only read during the day, not at night. The night is for Torah Shabbos Peh, but we read it because it represents the beginning or the transition, representing both Torah Shabbos Sav and Torah Shabbos Peh.